Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast, powered by Bazodi Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creators who were in and around the clock for the Cropover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Cropover, Cropover.
Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast with Bazodi Magazine.
So tonight we're here with Wox. We just want to discuss your new song, DNA, and the process behind it, and how you got started, everything like that.
DNA is the most fitting name I could choose for the song. And by extension, the entire team, because of how it came about, it was so organic. You know, I was chilling down in my old neighborhood and had another studio session on that night and received a call to come to a studio, a brand new studio I've never heard about, and hear out this rhythm. So while being called from two brethren that are very good within the industry, you know, it was like, no problem, I'll be there.
And you come true.
Came true, felt the vibe, met Robbie, you know, who's the owner of the studio as well. Shout out to Robbie. Sims and Michael, yeah, they called me up and they came through and heard this rhythm. And for the time I heard the rhythm, it was different. So I know there was something special about it, yeah? And for me personally, I love live. So anything with a live song rings me, for sure.
Could have had a lot of live instrumentation.
Yes, for sure.
All through the track, you know. And it's something that's a brand new direction for you too, yeah?
Yeah, man. For me personally, I think it's going to be a good direction for me because I seem to be a person in the industry that's labeled, and I don't want to be labeled or bracketed. I need people to know that there's not just a bashment side or a raw side of me, you know. So I'm doing something different for the people, so they could, you know, see that extension of walks where how far I could reach my music, you know, different genres, different vibes. Always aim to be different.
Yeah, because as you say, people traditionally see you as a bashment artist, but this is more power soca now, yeah. A different vein for you, a different energy, a different hype.
It's actually my favorite route. I actually love power soca, as you will know from Champions of Color.
Yeah.
That's my number one. So yeah. Apart from all the bashment, yeah, it's fun, it's Bajan, it's local, it's culture, but at the end of the day, power is us too. Here's where the power started, you know what I mean? Soca music was always powerful back then, and power soca 160s and them things was the things that had the parties really going back then. When you check the parties back then, it wasn't a sweet soca. I mean, respecting people that sing sweet soca. Right. That's very good music. I don't bash nobody or anything. I love sweet soca myself, but you see the power? Pulsating. Yeah. I love music that's pulsating.
That energy, that drive, you know, yeah, that you can't get. You don't get that with a sweet soca song.
At all. You just get sweetness, you just get feelings. You know what I mean? It's feel nice, feel good songs, but you see the energy and the joy for that carnival fiesta.
Yeah, that hype, that feel hype, that you could get
that adrenaline
everyone.
Straight to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. That adrenaline, that vibe that you could feel that you really can get.
Yeah, man.
I like a sweet soca too, as you said. One bash. I don't know.
I love all kinds of music, but power is my number one. For anybody that's wondering or didn't know, I love power soca.
Yeah, exactly. As you say, that you don't want to become pigeonholed as just a bashment soca artist or that let people feel that that's the extent of your abilities. Yeah. So, you know, it's a way to kind of flex your creative muscles
of course.
This is what I could get into, this is what I could do, this is what I could showcase, you know, these are my abilities, that type of thing.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I do like that you're able to do that. Like, that's I like when artists are able to maneuver like that and switch it up and change it up and
for sure
be something different and give something different and give a different vibe.
You always aim to be different too, yeah? Because you need to stand up, you can't follow nobody. You know, you could take notes, you know, you could research and all that, but always go find yourself, be confident, be yourself. You can't be nobody else but yourself.
As simple as that.
Okay,
so yeah, as I was telling you, we started the music process with you because you said Michael Ray and Sims called you and we had the beat. We were looking for artists to do it. So we knew at Bazodi wanting to create a song for the Cropover season, but walk us through the entire process. Like, as you were telling us before, they call you in, but then that was the Friday, and then the Monday, then we started off everything going.
Yes, most definitely. It was a process. It was not a long process in terms of time, in terms of the project being completed, but the process of the project was so amazing. It was so organic. As I said in the earlier, in the earlier part of the interview, right? Linking up with Bazzy the X Junction was amazing for me. It was welcoming. Obviously, I knew you guys from before. I've done an interview with Bazzy before. And I've also linked with Sims and Michael. I've done some stuff with Capri Culture and the Blur family. So shout out to the entire committee of Blur and Capri as well, the whole Bazzy committee and family as well. Shout out to Robbie Nels once again. Coming here, linking up with people that I'm comfortable with. I've never met Robbie, but it was always a welcoming vibe from day one. For any time I came, I felt welcome. I felt like I was at home, seeing the setup, the scenery, all the guitars, all the instruments, everything in the background. Like, I felt like I was totally at home. And it made it easy for me to do this project. Obviously, we came, we listened to the rhythm, and we were scheduled to come back the following day. That didn't work out, so it went all over to the next Monday. And coming in the Monday pretty much was a success. We were supposed to come for one time. We got here a little late. You know how it goes. But truthfully speaking, session started like around 2 just after. And we finished like around 7 p.m. I mean, it was a long session. It was the longest session I've ever done. But it was worth it, most definitely. I felt every part of it. Everything was collectively done. But everyone who was inside the room at the moment, showed us to Jimmy. Shout out to my boy, Mickey, Mr. Campbell, you don't know. Yeah, shout out to Robbie once again. I can't stop shouting out to Robbie. Robbie is the man behind the whole thing. Robbie is the man that was structuring the whole vibe, you know, getting the input. Yeah, I was bringing the lyrics, but he was writing them and structuring. Because obviously, you know, my study don't write. I always do it organically and natural. So, you know, the process, my guys gave me some backings in the background. Like, yo. Well, you don't try this, stop the beat. You know, like all that was helpful. This one project I could say I had a very fun and enjoyable time doing. And the rest is history. We did it. Obviously, we're calling you guys. We're calling you guys to listen. And you guys seem satisfied and happy with it. And here we are today with a tune called DNA. Bazzy X Junction, X Robbie Nels, X Walks.
Yeah. And I think it's a good partnership. It's a good move for the future. It's a good sign.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So really... Yeah. Get your hands in our creative field to really direct Soca for Barbados. Because you want something as you say, to get back to that era of power Soca coming out of Barbados. That's good, strong music.
Yep.
That nobody ain't got a problem with at all. That everybody said this is the music that should be coming out of Barbados.
Come on, man. Like, don't do this to me, man.
Not just that you got good sweet Soca coming out, but you got all and good Bashment Soca coming out. But you could say, yeah, I hear a good power Soca coming out of Barbados too as well.
Of course. So anybody that's trying to book me or anything, you know that, you don't just go look and say, man, he sing very nasty songs, we go research, or he just sing a lot of vulgarity. I mean, I aim to please everyone. So you would get Bashment from me, that's Beijing, that's traditional, that's ours. So I would never leave Bashment. But there's always a career ahead for me. I see a place for me in the outer world. And, you know, I must do what I have to do to get out there. And me doing different music, trying new things, makes sense. And getting my stuff out here, because you need to fly this flag, brother. We all need to come together and push this soca thing, represent Barbados. I don't want just say soca, but whoever is an artist in Barbados, that whether it's dancehall, whether it's R&B, whether it's hip-hop, I mean, you just got to know how to go about it. So, you know, it's about taking the flag further across the perimeter of the world, the surface of the earth, you know? I find that coming together as a people, that helps a lot. You can't do it alone. You need a team, and a competent team as that. Mm-hmm. People that are serious. And as far as it comes down to marketing, it's very important. It's a very essential part of entertainment and getting yourself and your material out there. And that's something we need to focus on more. And yeah, just do what you love and keep encouraging. Keep doing good for one another, you know, because that's the only way it's going to work. As I said, you can't do it alone. An island is run by a government, and a government is made up of people.
True.
So... You know, stay focused and just be you. That's the most important thing. Be you and be consistent. Yeah?
Yeah. I want to know also, too, what's up next for you for the rest of the season, because Cropover's still going on, and then the rest of the year, too, as well.
Yeah. Basically, it's just to rally out the Cropover season, do some events locally. I'm heading out. I've just been booked for Labor Day. Mm-hmm. So I'm heading out that weekend as well. But apart from that, I'm just about pushing my music, getting it outside, getting everybody home familiar as well, because it starts home, then it goes out, because home is the foundation. Home is the root. Home is where you need to start. Home is where everyone knows about you, because everyone knows somebody that knows somebody, and everyone they know is not from here. So, you know, it's always a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Like when you're cooking, you add a little spice, you know, you add a little flavor to everything, a little ketchup, a little onion, you know, you're going to make a pot flavorful. So,
yeah,
you know, a little piece of this, a little piece of that, I'll be on our way.
Simple as that. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Like home is where it begins and then it exports. Yep. Yeah. Because everybody want to know what's going on in Barbados. What's the music? What's the vibe? What hitting, you know? Yep. Like, what coming on?
People always asking questions.
Yeah.
What's popping? Who's the artist in Barbados? What music popping? Because that's how people just check to see what's going on. And then people will be getting bookings from there.
Yeah.
You understand?
A lot of people ask us all the time, what's the new music coming out, as in that? So every once in a while you see a post, it's like, anybody got a mix? You know, I want to hear what's the new stuff coming out, a crop over, yeah. what's the fresh stuff they want? Because they know that they got that good Bajan soca music that's going to be coming out for this season.
For sure.
I feel that this is one of them big seasons. You know, every once in a while you've got a big one,
right?
Like a big wave on the ocean. This is definitely one of them. We can feel it.
Yeah, I think the season is major. But I just want people to stop thinking season and just do music. Just do
true.
What we love, because
true.
A season is only last like 3 months for crop over.
Crop over.
And that's not enough time for everyone to get a bus, everybody to recognize a song. You know what I mean? So you got to keep pushing your thing, not just at crop over or during crop over, outside of crop over. You spend all the nights, all the mornings, sleepless moments, all the running around, spending all the money to just do a song to last for 3 months. Nah,
it don't make sense at all. Don't make sense.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, keep pushing. Spread the wings. Ask somebody to repost your stuff for you. It's not hard. Just ask a question. Hey, can you repost this for me, please? I asking your help, please and thanks. You know what I mean? Like, you got to find a way to go about it and get your thing out there. It starts with you, but you need some help. Don't try to do everything yourself.
I agree with you. And I believe that with fans, because we tell people who like the music that you need to share it. You won't like it, but you can't hold it in the corner by yourself. You share it. You know, I like this song. I feel in this vibe. I like this rhythm. That type of thing. You just share out there. And I agree with you as well that all the time, the season just can't be 3 months and then everybody expect to eat your food in that season. It has to extend more outside of that.
Right.
Whether it is, as you say, you go down to Labor Day, you go to, well, Caribana is the Saturday before Kaduman.
Yeah.
Whether it's that Miami Carnival, even if you go down as far as saying for that independent season from around food and rum down to independence, that people are able to eat a food once again because the music from Crop Over will still be fresh.
Most definitely.
And nobody else want to come out then. Crop Over is probably last. Even if you go out to Notting Hill Carnival, it should be like that. That it should be, you start the ball rolling with Crop Over and it should roll all the way down to December.
Most definitely. I agree.
I believe that wholeheartedly. And I really do hope that not just alone with this song, but we can start to reshape that mindset in Barbados that the season shouldn't just done as Kaduma Day.
It's true. I agree. 1,000.
Because that is so important. I think I really can't overstate that. I really would like to see, because they're always saying that independent season now going to be the second crop over.
Whoa.
So that's if people could come in there and eat a food, artists could get booked, everybody could get something off it. You got a whole set of events. It should make perfect sense. Even if people bring out new music for that season too as well.
Most definitely. There are like 11 carnivals. 11 months of carnival.
Yeah.
Like every year.
Every year.
Carnivals everywhere, back to back to back, all over the world. Like, so it's not just Barbados we should be catering to.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Yes, home is home, but we should be spreading the wings. If you love this field, you intend to excel in this field or progress in this field, you got to do what it takes. You must do what it takes.
And I think so, as you say, you can't just look at Barbados and say, this is it and this is all it could do. You got to be looking at everywhere else too as well.
Most definitely. You had to do work to get a bus or get a name in Barbados. You got to do the same to get outside. So don't feel
the same way.
Get outside, book a ticket. If you got to book a ticket, go there and get some DJs familiar with your music, hand them the CDs or the flash drives, even run up on the stage or two. Don't be ashamed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All of us have done that. So like, I'm a man that personally, I'm not ashamed of anything I do, you know, because everything is a journey.
Mm.
My career is based off of the past, the present, and what's going to happen in the future. So you're going to make everything useful. You got to take in everything that has gone, everything that's going on now, and make the future better. So in other words, keep pressing on, keep doing you, but always look for avenues to spread. Yeah?
And I think that's fantastic advice. You got to be ready to whatever it needs to be. You talk to a DJ, you link up with them online, you go on a stay somewhere else. It might not be that somebody flies you out, but you're able to say, you know what? I getting down the road. I can go down there. I can see what I could get.
Most definitely.
I can talk to some DJs down there. I can say, you know what? Give me a 5 minute here on this stage to get people familiar with you and your music and you as an artist too as well.
Most definitely. I don't think you should sit and wait on somebody to book you.
No.
Because at the end of the day, you're selling a product. You're a product. You become a business. You're a business.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You invest in yourself. You market yourself. You get yourself out there.
You're a brand.
As simple as that. Yeah. You're a brand. From the time you're touching these stages and you have music recorded and you have a name, a stage name, you're a brand.
Yeah.
So look at yourself as a brand and not just an artist. So me personally, I've not been doing what I should be doing. And I'm going to say this live and all because you need to take a look at yourself. You need to accept constructive criticism. And you need to take a chat and see what's going on, what you're unfurling, where you are, what's happening, what's stopping you. So like, you need to know for yourself what you need to do as well. And you got to be real and true to yourself. Once you're true to yourself, nothing beats that.
True.
I myself have work to be done, and it will ensure that I do my work. And with a competent team like you guys as well, it's most definite that it will happen for sure.
I believe that. I 100% believe that. 100%. And so next then, for the song then, is the rollout across radio stations.
Most definitely.
Across TV, as you say, again, in DJ hands. But it's already up, available for streaming and everything like that.
This is on Spotify, Apple Music, the whole works. You know, you could go and check it out. DNA, Basil the X Junction, Robbie Niles, you know, is out. Ladies and gentlemen, this one is different. I hope you guys like it. It is a very special tune to me and the guys as well with Extension.
Yeah.
And we really put in this effort for you guys. You know, it's such a tune that's, you know, representing the 246. And I hope you guys really listen and take it in because this is who we are, you know. This is where soca lives. This is where the music lives. So please take it. Carry it like a child.
Yes.
And take good care of it. Yes. Let's just take it all
deal
over
with
the
it
place.
Properly. Yeah. Because I do believe that. I do believe in the product that we've created. I do believe in what we've established here and then that it sets a foundation for the future.
Most definitely.
With regards to not just us, Baziat's Junction, Walks, Robbie Niles, but also to like Crop Over as a whole.
Most definitely.
And setting the stage and the framework for doing more Power Soca, pushing out more music, raising the bar and saying, this is the quality, this is what we're looking at, this is what we're doing.
Correct.
And what can you do from here? And it's not always going to be the same music you hear coming out every year.
So I just want to say thanks for having me, you know. I want to shout out to the Basil the team once again. Shout out to everyone who's been a part of this project. The Junction crew, Sims, Michael, Jimmy, you don't know, Mr. Miguel Campbell, Mr. Robbie Niles, you don't know, and myself for bringing the vibe and the atmosphere. You know, I can't forget myself.
Exactly.
People just usually forget everybody and forget themselves, but I was here. I mean, it was a real, real deep project, and hence the name of the song, DNA, because it's that deep. So I want to say thanks again for having me. Thanks for teaming up with me and having me on a project with you guys. And I hope that we do plenty more work in the future. This is just the beginning of something great to happen, yeah?
You say everything that I really wanted to say. So that's exactly it. I really believe that it's something that really going to be great for the future. A great foundation for something, a springboard, a platform, up, straight out into the stars, you know?
For sure. I'm seeing it. I'm feeling it already.
I'm feeling it, yeah.
Come on.
Welcome to the Lore Up Podcast, powered by Basil D Magazine.
So tonight we're here with Mr. Robbie Niles, the producer behind this Basil X Junction track.
You got me, so you know I'm in the booth again, Luke.
That's right. We just wanted to talk about how you created the music, how you got into the process, what made you conceptualize it, your move from the traditional stuff that you do and now jumping into soca.
Well, to be quite honest with the listeners, Mr. Lascaris has been asking me to do soca known for a long time. Since we started working together with the Basil D podcast, Mr. Lascaris has been asking me to make soca. And each time I would tell him, man, I will get to it at some point. But I wasn't really setting it at the time. And I guess this year I just decided, let me try something, because he kept asking. And I said I wasn't really hearing a lot of power soca coming from Barbados. I decided, okay, let me try my hand at this. So I locked in for 3-4 days at the beginning of May. And we created the Sonics, and you know, I was just like, okay, I have a good foundation here. And I went all out. I called Melvin, my brethren, Melvin Alec, who plays in my band. And I asked him for some drums, and I shout out to Damien Neblett to assist me on the bass, because I played some bass, but he played bass as well on the track. And everything else I did in-house. And the biggest challenge that we face here at Bosley S Junction was trying to find a singer. And I remember some people were telling me, oh, you should go and sing. I'm just like, no, bro, I just wanted to be a writer and producer on the track. I'm not really trying to sing that sort of way, because I know my limitations. And we had a podcast session with the guys at Soca Junction. And a mind of me just said, you know, let me just play them the song and see what they think. It was just an instrumental, and those guys were freaking out when they heard it. And they called Waltz straight away. But me and Waltz have been following each other on Instagram for quite a while. And we just never interacted, you know what I mean? But the love was always there. So it was always, it was organic. And everything just came out very, very nicely. I'm very happy with the overall product. I hope everyone loves it when they listen to DNA, which is now out on all Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Pandora, iHeartRadio, you name it, you find it, YouTube, it's going to be there. And I just hope everyone enjoys it as much as we enjoy it here. And the process was a very interesting one, because I'm accustomed to long sessions, but that one was just special because the ideas were just flowing. Everything just felt right. So from the music and the instrumental to how we performed the song, how I got Waltz to perform the song, everything just felt right. So I'm very happy. This is a very interesting project, Mr. Lascaris, you I'll be working on. So, yeah.
That's good. It's good to be able to capture and do something new, and that I think everybody's gone into a new arena. You've now gone into soca. Waltz gone into power soca. We've never done at Bazzi. We've never done
music before. Music so this before. Is this is a new. Yeah. It's a new one.
It's the same thing with the guys from Soca Junction, Michael Ray and Sims. They never did, went into music in that type of way. So it was something that was brand new for everybody that was involved.
Yeah. I think it came out nicely, man. Once you have people that are willing to work with you, understand the limitations that we were facing and how we were able to get the product done, I don't think we could ask for anything more. I'm very, very happy with how it turned out.
So yeah, would this be the start of soca music for you? Will you be continuing to produce soca music? Do you have other stuff in the pipeline for listeners?
I would say, as a producer, I create all genres of music, so not just limited to soca. It just so happens that the soca rhythms that I've been making, and I just put buried them in the depths of my computer, finally seen the light of day. And I don't know if this is the start for me in the world of soca, because it's a very, it's a tough industry, I would say, especially down here. But if anyone's willing to work with me, sure, by all means, I'm all ears, I'm down for anything. I know me and Walks, after linking up, we have much more to work on for sure. We have definitely a lot more work to do. So I'm excited for that. And who knows what Bosley has me doing next year, you know?
True.
Could be a Bashman rhythm, could be Afro Soca, could be anything.
Anything, something, touch on some piano, maybe do some Afro Soca, as you say, do something different, you know, something similar to what I think Lil Ray and those did with the pop soul rhythm,
right?
All that type of stuff, you know, some experimental stuff with like what Marshall did with Soca Kingdom, anything like that. A lot of variety to be had, even as you say, getting your hands wet with some Bashman Soca, with do something fun, you know, something a little different. It doesn't have to be the same kind of stuff that you hear, as some people would say, rock-a-tuck rhythms. It could be something a lot more fun and evolve it.
Yeah, this whole process, like I said before, was absolutely, it was fun. I had a lot of fun making it, for sure. And I had a lot of fun working with Walks and the team, definitely writing it. You know, it was just something different. And I'm accustomed to doing music in a very structured way. And this one was very structured as well, but not as structured as how I normally do my music. And I sent it to my management. They loved it. And shout out to Social Talk in Toronto. They loved the idea. They loved where it's going. Of course, they don't really understand soca for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But just they just know if something sounds good or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yeah, Robbie, this sounds great. Mm-hmm. And normally they're not yes people. They'll tell me how it is. So if they got their stamp of approval, bro, I am very, very happy. I'm excited to share this with everyone. And yeah, I have no idea. To answer your question, I have no idea if this will be the start for me in Soca. I really don't know, bro. But it possibly could be. I'm not ever saying no to anything. I have a very open mind when it comes to music nowadays. So, you know, once my heart is in it and I get to experiment as much as possible with the whole process, and I love it because I don't like just doing everything to sound the same. I like to experiment. And with this track here is actually very experimental. And I use a lot of big fat R&B chords with the music. So just to hear a different side, you know, to where soca could go, where you can push it. I always like to bend the rules when it comes to music. So I just wanted to do something different. So, you know, it could be the start of something great. You never know.
Yeah, because you don't always get producers in the studio to be able to discuss how they made the music.
Yeah.
It is that they're looking at. What it is that they're looking to do, all that type of stuff. So it is good to be able to hear your thinking process and get an idea of what it is that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And let people get a feel of the mind behind Robbie Niles and behind Nameless Productions and what it is that they could do and where it is that the music can possibly go to.
I don't think much people know me as a producer. They know me mainly as an artist.
Right.
But I always started off as a musician first. And anyone would tell you in the music industry down here, they know me from being a musician first. I became an artist, you know, after, really and truly. So this always was home for me, making music, being locked away in my studio. That's fun for me. So doing this project, I'm working with Walx, especially, you know, shout out to Walx, most definitely. It's not easy to write something so quickly in the short space of time. You know, songs are written in like maybe the course of a week sometimes. It's all about vibes, and we wrote that in a couple hours. You know, some people write songs slower than that, some people write songs faster than that.
Right.
But this just felt right. Everything felt like the right move. So, you know, I think when Barbados listens to it, they'll be like, "Whoa, this is interesting." And that's all I want them to say, like, "Well, we can, Soca can be like this. We can do this." You know, and you also see the versatility of Walx and what he can do.
Yeah,
and I love that I was able to push him. You know, because he's been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not new for him.
Right.
But I was able to push him in another direction and be like, "Yo, bro, I think you should tap into this more." And yeah.
And look at it from that angle. I do love that. I do love, like I would have said before with Walx, seeing artists be able to flex the wings and flex the creative muscles and operate outside of their, I guess, quote unquote, traditional boundaries and do something brand new. And give things a brand new feel, really and truly. So I think it is the beginning of something new for everybody and something fresh for everybody and could deliver something very impactful and possibly, hopefully, change the scope and the direction of soca music, not just for Cropover, but for the entirety of Barbados.
Yeah, I wish we would start taking it as seasonal. And maybe that's what Bazzity is trying to do here. X Junction is that, you know, you guys are really trying to take it global right now and push it beyond the realms of just Cropover and say, well, look, right now the biggest challenge that soca music faces is that it's considered very seasonal. And if we can just get the artists to drop, like how I drop my music all throughout the year, doesn't matter, I don't have a season, I don't have a Cropover, anything that, you know, I depend on for a couple gigs and stuff like that. You know, as R&B artists, we don't, especially being based in Barbados, but not so much in Canada, because in Canada, we do whatever we can out there. Right. You know, it's a much bigger market and, you know, it's easier to maneuver. But here, for sure, you know, doing stuff here has been very constrained. But with soca, I just wish that we took it more seriously, where it's that, you know, you drop music not just for yourself, but you drop it really for the fans. And the fans are what's most important. So you drop music all year round, because it doesn't matter if it's March, it doesn't matter if it's December, it doesn't matter if it's Christmas, Independence, Cropover, you name it, April, you'll be dropping so consistent that, you know.
It doesn't matter. Like, it really should be, this is what sort of talked about with the year round carnivals, 11 months of the year. But let's say we look at Barbadian soca artists. It should be that. Let's say you start off in October, November from Food and Rum straight into the independent season, straight into the Christmas season. There's a whole heap of New Year's fats. After that, let's say there's Trinidad Carnival. If you're music with a cajon from November, you could be down there in Trinidad. And then after that, you have then band launch season, because from around March, band launch season starts, where people start gearing up for the bands, people start planning their launches, or if anything, would have planned their launches from before. And then, so you go from band launch season, you go straight into crop over. You have that pre-crop over season, then you have fully into the crop over season, and then you're done. And then you have other follow-on carnivals, such as Notting Hill Carnival, Miami, Labor Day, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, man, because how I see it is that, you know, I don't see why soca artists can't be as big as the Afro artists right now.
Exactly.
I know. We just have to experiment and push it a little bit more. You know what I mean? Just maybe the artists stop playing it safe and do something experimental.
And start different, yeah.
Bending the rules, start bending the genre, start, you know, combining stuff, you know, even like with your marketing, do something a little bit different.
Yeah, just stop limiting yourself.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
You don't limit it to just crop over. So let's say now, because there have been years past, crop over would have started in May. This year, I think the season officially runs from July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So if NCF moves around the dates, you don't really have to care, because you don't have to say, I only got July 1st to August the 7th. But yeah, let me say down to August the 12th to bring on music. And this is an investment, not just in.
And that's about, they see that word there, they just call loop investment. You know, that is what a lot of artists need to see themselves. Yeah. I know. Walt spoke about it earlier, but I'm just here to reinforce his point, because we're both artists in the same area. And you just need to invest not just money, but the most important thing you can invest into yourself is time. And time is something that you cannot get back. It's priceless.
Yeah.
So you need to take the time out. If this is what you really want, always do things for the right reason. But if this is what you really want, invest the time.
Invest your time, because you're investing in your craft, you're investing in yourself as a brand, you're investing as a person. So you're doing yourself a disservice when you say, all right, I can just produce for the season and then I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And then people always ask, why can't Barbadian artists be bigger? Because the music is comparable to any other island. To Trinidad is traditionally benchmark, but it's like, because we limit ourselves so much and we fall into constraints, and everybody mm-hmm. falls in his same constraint. And we repeat the madness every year and then ask the same questions every year and nothing is ever done. And it's so unfortunate, because the talent down here is just raw. It's real. It's you could feel it. You could see it.
I believe that we have the best musicians in the world here in Barbados. Hands down. I have traveled the world and seen the world constantly. Like, I'm always in and out of Barbados. And like, I tell anyone, with the talent that we have here, musicians otherwise, we have the best in the world, man. And it's just a matter now of stop, like what Walk says, just stop waiting for things to happen for yourself.
Yeah.
Start to position and pitch yourself into where you want to be. Start having the conversations that you need to be having with yourself, with your team, with whoever, your family, friends. Start having those conversations. Start to, and not just having conversations where you're speaking, you know, understand when people are you're listening to understand instead of listening to respond. Take constructive criticism when it is necessary, and you move from there, you know.
Yeah.
Crop over is very saturated. I said this last time on the podcast, it's very, very saturated, but music in itself is very saturated. So you just have to be your own entity, create your own little island and do that, you know, and then branch out, do whatever you have to do. People say whole drums beat the lotus. That is true. But at the end of the day, even if they don't be the loudest for you, you still have to believe in yourself and you have to continue on with what you want to do, because you will find your market out there. Might not be here.
That's exactly it. You might find out there. You might not say that you bust big in Barbados, so you may not feel the love. But then they got people in London, people in the diaspora that would say, you know what? I love this guy.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get enough of him. I remember when Stiffy had a big hit. Not Stiffy. Stabby had a big hit with when he had Yes, 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 Boss. And it went big in Trinidad. And my Trini friends were messaging me all the time, like, how do I get in contact with this guy?
Mm-hmm.
I hear, I love this song. They don't understand what he's saying because it's pure Bajan.
Yeah, man.
But they absolutely loved it and they couldn't get enough. So it could be like that too. People love you at home. People love you overseas. It really absolutely could be that. The people in the diaspora love that too as well.
Absolutely, bro. But
I want to echo something that you said earlier too, in that people must be their own biggest cheerleaders. I think also too that a lot of people sit down, there's this type of complacency where people sit down and wait for somebody else to set up things. Like right. They say, oh, the NCF has to do this. The NCF has to do that. The government should do this. The government should do that. And it's like, we waste so much time waiting for these other people to hop on board to these ideas when it is that we could be already doing these things. And as you say, it will require us to take a hard look at ourselves and what it is that we're doing and what it is that we're looking at and where it is that we want to go.
Yeah, the most important part in this whole journey, whether that you do arts or you're a musician or you're marketing, whatever you do in this life, you have to be, don't be afraid to fail.
Yeah.
I mean, failure is a part of this whole journey. So you need to go there, you need to try. But nothing stops to try.
Yeah.
You have to have enough gumption and enough balls to be like, yeah, I'm going to go there, I'm going to try this. It might not work for me, but I'm going to still try it regardless because this is what I want to do. And the same thing with this song. This song is very, DNA is, I would say, making it is not normal. It's not, I wanted to bend the rules because I'm not afraid.
Yes.
I'm not afraid of failing. I'm not afraid of failure, but I wanted to make something completely different so that when you listen to it from 0 seconds to 3 minutes and 30 seconds, when it's completed, you're going to be like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
And that is it. That's the expression you want. Whether you like it or not, that's okay. I hope you like it. But if you don't like it,
hope you like it.
You know what I mean? But
yeah, that you come away and say, you know what?
This is different. This is something different. I haven't heard this come out of Barbados before. And that is what you want because you never want to sound the same.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be a carbon copy. But this is fantastic. Luke, thank you so much for having me in my own studio talking on your podcast.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. And as you say, I look forward to us doing lots and lots and lots of work together.
We got more work to do, man. Yeah. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Welcome to Lures Up Podcast with Basil D Magazine.
So tonight we here also too with Jimmy from Walks His Team. Good night, man.
Yeah, good night, sir.
Thank you for joining us. We touching base with everybody who had a part to play in the process in creating DNA. So you were one of the integral parts too as well. I want to start with how you know Walks and then build up then to how you get involved now in his musical career, in the process of the creation of DNA, because you were here throughout every single step.
Yeah. All right. So basically, you know, I don't know who knew me as Jimmy or from Moisture, but I host events, host cruises, what's not. So I met him there. And then from there, you know, I didn't even know that he had lived up with me. So we started to link together, do certain something together. He would freestyle because that's just naturally, he don't write. He would just hear a record, he going from there. So basically, in a nutshell, now, the bond, I real big my energy. So if I don't like you, I'm going to let you know straight, I don't like you. So like the energy was just there from day one. So we just start linking, start clicking. And then the man was like, yo, I got to get this studio, man. What are you doing? He's telling you I'm doing anything. Tell you, all right, you want to drop the studio, it's no problem, cool. And then from there, now, every studio session, I go to he. I hate to just get met. So I don't know if it's a good luck charm. I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. It just be there. That just what happened.
That four leaf clover, rabbit foot type thing going on that you just there and you just bring that energy.
Yeah.
And that's good. So then tell me how you got involved then with DNA specifically. And then because you were there from the first night when Michael Ray and Sims asked Walks to come down.
Yeah, so again, you know, it dropped again. Mm-hmm. But on this occasion, you know, he happened to have trance. Mm-hmm. So he was like, yo, this got to be energy, boy. No, get a call from my career. And Sims telling me that they got some studio in Point Garden. I was like, Point Garden? We never have a studio here yet. Mm-hmm. I've already, again, you know, meet me there. So we go in here, you know, show Ray, show everybody. Ray was like, yo, we hear this. Like, I have never heard nothing like this. So I was like, let me hear it. And truth be told, I had never heard an alligator coming from Barbados with a live band set. It was completely different. So, like, everybody was vibing it and thing. I was like, yo, can I be honest with you, Walks? As much as you say, it's be like the person to go, hey, I, so much different things coming to mind. How to go about this rhythm? I can't help you right now. Because it was like, the rhythm was that good. Mm-hmm. That the quality of it, you could tell it was like bands and live instruments and yeah. So I said, well, can you sleep on it, man? And then from there, you know, we left here, I think it was a Friday.
Yeah, that was a Friday. That's true. It was a Friday.
And we came about in like 3 days. We came back to Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's not right. Yeah. So I was like, what's still going on here, man? Sorry, do he thing, gang, he vibe, gang, he groove. And then magic. That's normal.
Simple as that, yeah. Because when the tech, that was what, 7 hours in the studio?
Yeah, boy.
On Monday, yeah. Because
Watts was just saying, yo, like, the energy in here now. Mm-hmm. I ain't leaving to come back. The energy in here now. We're going with this. Yeah, and that's what he meant.
I don't know, we produced this song. Yeah, so you won the songwriters behind it, one of the people who was involved in the entire creative process from start to finish.
Yeah.
So this is the first time for you too as well?
Of course. But after hearing that, like, I had no choice but like what's like, you know what I mean? Like, change this, change that. Like, cause he got this, he in a bracket. Like, Barbados just got in this bracket of like being slack and being raw. And I just think that this song, mm-hmm, is one to actually show him up as he is not that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's a showcase he has as an artist.
Yeah, like he versatility,
mm-hmm,
to be honest with you. Because like, all right, for instance, now artists get bashed for singing rock listening song.
Right, yeah, slap songs.
Slap.
Yeah.
But at the same time, as an artist, now you gotta be like a DJ, basically. Yeah. You gotta got music for the audience. Mm-hmm. Everybody ain't gonna like sweet soak, everyone ain't gonna like power, everybody ain't gonna like bashment, but as an artist, you just can't. You got spread your wings.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. We both on the same page. That you got that versatility, that dynamism. Correct. To be able to say, all right, I could do slack, I could do power, I could do sweet, I could do whatever you try me. Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel so. I definitely agree with that. So, and then what would be in this future for you and Walks too as well? What you think? How you think things could go? What else you think could be done too as well?
In the future, mm-hmm, it can only get better.
Yeah, I like that.
For sure. The man is, I don't want to sound like a blasphemer, but the man is a god. For real, the man is good at what he do. This is him. He's live, breathe, sleep music.
Mm-hmm.
This is Walks.
Yeah. And this is, we really believe that we touched on something. Like, you know, my nurses be digging and the fine a vein of gold or platinum or something. And I really feel that collectively that we've touched on some kind of creative outlet, this creative type of junction that so many things could come out of it, you know? Like, so as you say, he don't have to be seen as just a bashment artist or singing slap music. That you get, he's singing something proper, get doing something different, you know?
For sure. But that's just him. Like, he can sing for any audience. He can actually sing.
And I think people don't know that about him too. As nah, well, you know?
And what people don't know too is that power is actually Walks,
mm-hmm,
and not bashment or not
exactly
sweet. But he love power. Mm-hmm. Actually, like being from wrong, he mm-hmm, like Super Blue is actually my man idol.
Like that's how it is. You know, you don't want artists that just jumping into it just because they figure, man, they could do a bashment, so I'll make a piece of money here.
Yeah.
I could jump into it. You want these real music.
And that's one thing that I like with my man too. My man, the mentality he got, he don't got the eat the food mentality. He got a build a brand mentality. That's what, and you could see, like, I don't know if people know this, but the man can actually play musical instruments.
You don't find that nowadays, you know.
Nah. Like, so that's the passion I love the man got for everybody. Almost every artists have just left that to the music engineers,
mm-hmm,
to fill here and fill that. But the man playing instruments, feeling the energy from doing it, and putting the energy and the same thing inside the craft or putting it in the craft of presenting it out in lyrics.
Yeah, bringing out any music.
Because music is supposed to feel, not really.
You could feel exactly. Then you could hear, you could say, this one a little sign here, this could do it. I could hear this. Mm-hmm. This lyric with this, yeah.
And from playing the instruments, now you know exactly what he needs.
Yes,
that's how exactly he needs it, and how high it's supposed to be, and how low it's supposed to be.
What key and what chord it's supposed to be, and all that type of stuff that I can't get to do. So I always view it as a one of them top skills, because you got, if you're in this musical world, you got to know how to do that. And then it's just there, not just leave it up to the engineer to do or for somebody else to fix or the producer to figure out. You got to know what it is that you want to hear. You know it's the song that you want to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that one. But I think that's really gives people a better understanding of who Wax is as an artist. And again, move it past him just being seen as a Bashman artist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for I really sure. think that that really fleshes out his brand and his particular style. And my real hope for the song then too is that it showcases that type of dynamism, that versatility,
for sure,
that creative ability, that type of strength that an artist has, that you ain't just down one lane, that you could, like a lightning bolt, you could fork and you could go any direction.
For sure.
I really believe that. So Jimmy, I want to thank you for taking the time to come in the studio with me and talk about Wax and talk about the DNA and the direction that we've gone and how you were involved and integral in the entire creative process.
Yeah, man, no problem. I got to thank you for taking the time out as well for coming here for the podcast so people can actually hear about Wax and not judge Wax by the type of music he's singing.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to thank you also.
Yeah, because I like the conversation because you was there.
Yeah,
so
man.
Not just for the song, but from before. So you know the ability and you got the belief in the man to say, you know what? This man could go this places. This man got this ability to go in this direction.
Yeah, yeah. I can see he being big, like voice big.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt. But like I said, I believe the music can speak for itself. And then not just this song, but for the future too as well. And whatever it is that he does.
Well, this is just the beginning. Trust
yeah.
me.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Trust me. This is just...
for listening to our podcast. This episode was recorded and produced by Bobby at Nameless Productions.
Soca is my child, I would nurture it. And if it ever go, I would cry for it. And if they had the war, would I die for it? And anywhere we go, I'ma fight for it.